We can't authentically share Prince without understanding what he was up against. And so what, and because this is what we are up against, and so what we are up against, the hidden power that is manipulating our lives. And this includes sharing and discussing the fact that he was being invisibly attacked from the start of his professional life by false folks and EMF, because attack by false folks is also an attack, believe me. And while we're on the subject of being threatened, can we please send some positive, protective energy around Hillary Clinton? I do not like the vibe I'm getting. I appreciate it when I came in and I just happened to put on Stephen Colbert. He's picking up on the exact same thing. They keep having these little insinuations, this innuendo about her supposed health issues, right? I mean, that's a big tell when they are eliminating people by causing health issues, right? So I am very concerned, particularly when you read, you know, while they're dissing her, they're elevating her running mate. This is not good, folks. Trust me, this is not good. That's how they start planting the propaganda, laying the groundwork, planting those seeds in our brains so that it'll just sort of, we won't be as outraged if they try something. So let's jump on this. This has been another recent theme. Tired of just watching things happen. Let's intervene. If all you can do is send positive energy and discuss, like Stephen Colbert, your frustration with the way she is being treated by the media. I mean, seriously, I've been opening up the New York Times, and despite that, the man is a joke. All you hear, read about, one article after another in the New York Times, Trump, 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 Trump. And then there might be an article about Kane. But if Hillary's name appears, she's being grilled by the FBI. Give me a break. That's the lose-lose we talked about. Of course her stuff is totally being messed with, her electronic communications. And so you scramble to try to protect yourself. And that's in order to force you into a situation where they can then attack you. I mean, we have fascism. There is absolutely no other way to describe what's going on right now. And recall, as we said, fascism means that the state compels behavior. My swollen brain head confirms they compel the behavior that they expect from us. You just try saying the things that we say here. That capitalism is an ideological con needed to preserve the illusion that the state is not fascist. Start saying that we need a global day of work stoppage to talk about the next social arrangement in which we are free. Start saying we are not here to be slaves. We are not here to be on the market. You know? We simply have to join with each other's, acknowledge that all of us want the same thing. We all come from the earth. We are all earth. We are not here to be slaves. We are not here to sell our gifts. We're here to develop them. That's what we want to do.